question. Okay, so I have David coming on the line with us now, and then he can answer the question about, David, do we pay for the first area and then additional for each additional areas, or how does that work when there's multiple areas involved?
Yes, so that's a great question, Tara, and it's definitely nice to meet you, Matthew. With the Google Guarantee, you're actually able to target any area you'd like. So there's not one specific radius that you would be covering or anything like that. You're actually able to target any city, any zip code, even down to the neighborhood, running the single campaign or the single budget, just depending on the services that you're offering, right? Now, I see here, Tara sent me over some notes. You're doing the landscaping services, right? Now, you're doing commercial and residential?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So with the Google Guarantee, it is a pay-per-qualified lead program, okay? Now, Google Guarantee, it is unique and one of a kind because it was made by Google for small to medium-sized businesses to be able to return maximize the return on investment using their network, right? Now, with that being said, the main benefit of these leads is when you receive them, the customer is calling you directly when they're ready for your services, okay? Now, another main benefit is if you're receiving like a spam call or if it's something that you don't do or they're calling from out of your service area, you never have to pay for those leads. So it really protects the business owners. You know, so, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're curious as to the cost of these leads. And it says here in your area, we're currently looking at, okay, Topeka, Kansas. That's where you're currently
not even
based
in, yeah, not, yeah, not even interested in Topeka at all.
Okay, talk to me about service areas. What you looking at?
Lawrence. Anything in the 66049, 66047, 66046.
All right. Let me get that pulled up.
Mostly the 6649 and 66047 area code.
Okay.
Or the west side of Lawrence, if you will. I've never done this on the east side of Lawrence.
Gotcha. So it looks like you're at $48 per lead, right? Now, it's $48 per qualified lead. The way that it works is Google will ask for a minimum budget. Now, that minimum budget will qualify you for at least 13 leads, right? That's the minimum that you're allowed to come in with the Google Guarantee. 13 leads at $48 per budget.
And I'm guaranteed 13 leads for that price?
That's right. You're guaranteed up to 13 leads in a single month. So this is how it works, right? You'll set a budget.
So then I have
to
pay for each one of those leads. Is that my understanding?
No. So that's the kind of what I'm getting into right now. It's called a budget, right? Now what you'll do is for 13 leads at $48, your budget is set at $626, right? So as soon as your Google Guarantee application gets accepted, typically within 72 hours, business owners will activate that budget and it gets placed right onto their Google business profile. Now, as you receive a qualified lead, it will be deducted from your budget of $626 at the rate of $48 per lead. So $626 is going to give you 13 leads, right? Now, the main benefit of that, it's a protected amount. It's not billed to you every month at the rate of $626. It's only used at the rate that you use it. And anything you don't use in that month rolls over to the next month. So say within the first month, you use 4 leads. The other 8 leads rolled into the next month for you. That money never went anywhere. Once you use about 7 leads, you'll start getting an email from Google and it'll say, hey, your budget is running low. Feel free to up your budget at this point.
Right.
So depending on if you need it as a main lead source and you want to do all 13 landscaping leads in a month or you want to up it because you have more crews, you can definitely do that, right? The main benefit here is that you will receive the qualified leads and they'll be calling you directly. Now, the other thing is with the Google Guarantee, customers are going to shop exclusively through this network because they're not charged extra and they are guaranteed 2 things. One, that you guys have already passed all your background checks and licensing checks so they feel secure with the business. 2, Google is going to stand by your work as a Google verified contractor for up to $2,000 for these customers, right? So with that being said, these customers understand that they are now standing with a Google verified contractor. Because when they're calling you, that's what they're going to hear on the phone as well. They're now being routed to a Google verified contractor. When they find your page on Google at the very top of the first search results, they will see the green badge that says Google Guaranteed. Google guarantees this business's work or your money back. And that's the $2,000 that Google will put behind your business. that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Now, whenever we talk about the application process, they do a background check. You have two companies that run it for them, Everdeen and Pinkerton, right? And
right.
What they're looking for is no felonies, at least in the past 7 years. Would that be a problem?
Waves bye-bye to me then, bud.
Oh, yeah, you have a few felonies? Well, here's the thing, Matthew.
I have a few.
If you do have a felony on your record in the past 7 years, it's not a problem because Google does have services for you guys as well. Now, the way that's going to work is you will be set on a radius, a 50-mile radius, right? Now,
right.
It doesn't come with the Google Guarantee badge, but it is unlimited clicks and calls. And with the unlimited clicks and calls, it's at a flat rate of $2.99, right? You get Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. With Apple, you'll get Siri, Safari, the Apple Maps. You'll get Alexa voice search and the Amazon devices. So it will cover you for all the bases, all right? Now, I do see – who's hosting your website for you right now?
Which none of those products I'm actually interested in at all. GoDaddy right now.
GoDaddy?
I'm interested in Yelp because that's all – I have friends who don't come and have used Yelp and said I'll never do it again.
Yelp, really what it is – it's a way just to find you, right? What we're doing is we're increasing your digital footprint. That's going to increase your ranking to hit the algorithm that's required to make sure you're on that first page of the Google search results in the local map section.
Right.
So then let me ask you a question. I mean, what are your main goals with marketing right now? Is it more leads, brand awareness, higher conversion rates?
I just say more leads. I'm not worried about my brand or.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, right out the gate. Yeah, with this 50-mile radius, I mean, for your landscaping services within a 10-mile radius of the zip code, let me see, which one did I just search?
With a 50-mile radius, I should be able to cover the areas I want to cover.
Yeah, for sure. But what I did was I did some analytics in the area, right? So I punched in the zip code 66049, and I wanted to see how many times landscaping services was actually searched within only a 10-mile radius of that zip code. It was searched on average over the past 30 days, 1,322 times. That's only within 10 miles. We'll expand that to 50 miles. So think about everybody that's accessing Google and just asking Siri, Alexa for landscaping services near them. You know what I mean? These are all the people that you're going to come in contact with, and that's what we can do for you at one flat rate. All right?
All right.
That makes sense? Is that,
yeah.
Yeah, it comes out to $2.99. That's on a flat rate. It doesn't balloon on you. It doesn't change.
But am I getting... I know you said it carries over to the next month, but I'm still getting physically billed the $2.99 each month, correct?
That's right. It is a month-to-month service. Now, there are no contracts involved. This program is designed to pay for itself, right? So the idea is people are going to do their searches. They're going to find you on the front page, call you. You're able to secure those services. As many calls as you can
get. I'm not concerned about the amount or the price or whatever. I just wanted to know, like, when I'm expected to get a charge on my account. Like, yeah, I mean, I just
it would be
one
once monthly.
$35,000 and $2.99 is nothing, so I get it. I mean, I'm interested.
Well, so, I mean, if
I don't know what
if. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, Matt, I mean, if more leads is what you're interested in, I mean, this is the way to do it. You're going to tap into the number one search engine. Everybody's searching. We're going to make sure you're on that front page. We'll have all your services kicked off within the first 7 to 10 days. You know, within the first 5 to 7 days, you'll start receiving all your emails and all your listings are live. You know, from there, it's continuous tracking and reporting. You know, we'll give you access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard. It's going to show you all your keywords and phrases you're listed for on the network. We'll show you how well you're ranking in all the areas we have you listed for. You have access to a website. If you want us to take over your hosting, it's going to be included. You know, so that's not a problem. We'll rebuild the site. We'll put it in the AI chatbots, and that'll all be transmitted through your dashboard as well. So that way you see all the analytics for all the impressions you're getting, the clicks, the views, as well as the CRM for all your new customers.
Now, like, the website, I like how it is now. What's going to happen if you guys were to, do I have to give you access to that somehow, or?
Yeah, so basically we rebuild. Do you own the domain?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I believe I do. My son said it was, and I paid for it, so.
That's Mike-3-service. What was that?
I said my website is stromlawns.com. My last name, lawns.com.
Gotcha. Okay.
I just didn't know if what you guys, I didn't know how your product integrated into what I already have established as a website.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at your website right now. I'm pulling it up.
If anything, I wish there was a menu on the side where I could click down and they could show this, the services we offer. And maybe it does. I don't know. I haven't talked to Jude about that. He's the one that set up for me. Senior in high school. I was going to pay a guy $600 to set me up a website. Took him 3 weeks, looked at it, it looked like shit. I gave my son $49 and he had it up and running in about 60 minutes. So I'm happy with what it is. I'm not worried about the website. It's more just about exposure.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, that's what we're going to do,
that,
right, with the website.
That happens to Google. I mean, having a website helps, but if you're not.
Yeah, and really what it happens to is going to be the optimization, right? Exactly. Optimization and getting you on that front page, getting the impressions. And not just that, I mean, the social media, because what we do is we use retargeted ads in the social media world. Do you know what a retargeted ad is and how it works?
A what ad?
A retargeted ad through social media, through Meta. Since we're data service providers through Meta and Google, and I'm sure they've happened to you. So it's those ads that when you're scrolling, you're like, wait a minute, is my phone listening to me? Like, does it know what I'm actually looking for? So maybe you were talking about going to Home Depot and buying something or even going to dinner, and now you're scrolling through Facebook and all those ads are just coming up organically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Amazon. So, like, I was even talking about something else on Amazon trying to sell it. Yeah.
And there it was. There was the ad for it. So that's the AI algorithms that are picking that up. So we do that for you, right? So if anybody searches that, once you're scrolling through Facebook, we'll make sure that your ad organically pops up on their timeline. As long as they're in your service area. Same thing's going to go for you, even if they ask for suggestions for your service. They can put a post for their friends asking for the service you offer as a suggestion. You don't have to have them a friend or know who they are. If they're in your service area, the AI is going to pick it up. If they're scrolling, they're going to see your flyer. And that's how we're able to get new customer acquisitions as well.
So your product, well, basically, if someone's on Facebook, my link or my information is going to pop up on there?
Yes, because out of the $299, what we do is we use $100 to reallocate from that $299 a month, and we put it towards the Facebook social media business profile.
Okay.
So that way we activate those services. Whenever anybody does that, boom. And we're also going to be promoting it throughout the month. So not only to reengage, but also to acquire new customers, right? So we're doing that throughout the month to make sure it happens with your new customers.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm down. What are we going to do to move forward?
Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm setting up your profile. Now, I want to make sure hours of operation, Monday through Sunday, are they all staying the same? Are we updating any of that information on the profile?
Nope, it's all staying the same.
Okay.
We're available via phone 24 hours a day. That's, but as far as... I would say, like, if anyone, again, we're open on Sundays, but we won't do work on Sunday, but if someone to call, had a question, or wants to have an appointment on a Sunday, that we do. If that makes sense. But I feel like hours of operation are kind of general. Probably because I bring my work home, you know?
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Anyways.
All right, so those are hours of operation. Now, as far as service areas, I have 66049, 66047, 66046. Is there anywhere else we're looking at?
I don't know the actual, it'd be like in Leawood off 103rd in Mission area. I don't know if you can look those zip codes up. I can if you can't.
Okay. No, I can. Leawood.
Be the area between 103rd Street and say 87th, 95th. All the way to State Line. That should be all one zip code, I would think.
Okay. Area between 103rd Street and 87th and 95th all the way to the State Line. Yeah, so we do geofencing, right? So I'll get that information over to our mapping coordinators. They'll be able to geofence all that area that way.
Okay. And then I also would like to do the area between 95th or Prairie Star Parkway. And K7, and then ending at 75th Street, and then on the east side it would be Quivira. or phlegm. Actually, an easier one would be Lakman, L-A-C-K-M-A-N. Easier to spell. I don't really do anything east of that in that area. Those are kind of the new upcoming areas in the Johnson County area right now. And then we go with that work in New Wood. Now, I have a question. I want to target those areas, but if it includes encompassing Overland Park and Olathe, I'm also interested in that. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, I want my exposure to be as broad as possible. I just know I'm not interested in Topeka. I'm not interested in Leavenworth. I'm not interested in Lansing. I'm not interested in anything in Missouri for the most part.
Okay.
I'm not interested in anything north of 435. Anyway, I know you're not quite familiar with the area, but...
I'm just taking all these, I'm putting it all down on the map. And no, I definitely am. I mean, I'm the director for the entire state, right?
So yeah, I think you know what you're doing,
Yeah, so not interested in Topeka, Leavenworth, Lansing, or anything in Missouri, or anything north. And then I cut off because I started in the other conversation. What was that?
Yeah, and as far as south, I don't want to do anything south of 199th Street or 183rd. That'd be like the Olathe, Spring Hill, Stillwell area.
Okay. So this is what I got so far for service areas. And then we can go continue on if you want, but I just want to make sure I got all this down. So we have obviously the first three zip codes, 66049, 66047, 66046. We're doing Leawood off 103rd area between 103rd Street and 87th and 95th, all the way to the state line. We're doing Prairie South Parkway, 87th, and ending at 75th Street. We're not interested in Topeka, Leavenworth, Lansing, or anything in Missouri or anything north. East side would be Quiveria or Lakman, nothing east of Lakman, and nothing south of 199th Street or 183rd.
Right.
Okay. So service areas there. Okay, now the next thing that we're going to move into is going to be what's called our voice verification, okay? Now, what this is I walk it. Go ahead.
I just said okay.
Oh, okay. Now, the reason that I do it is because I do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, right? Now, it's an added form of protection for you that I'll send to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor. Stop me. Say, hey, Dave, can you review that for me? So that way I can kind of rephrase it. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding, okay, before we even take, like, any type of card info. Sound good?
All right.
Okay. So this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Strom Longs.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Strom, owner, manager.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Matthew, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. As well, please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return any phone calls seen. Now, as a result of increased...
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Okay? So you do have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's the answer to that?
Judah, J-U-D-A-H.
A powerful name. Okay. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Right? Now, this may include a business license, proof of insurance, or Google Guarantee application, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. Now, we do kindly ask these documents to be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of the account. Now, do you agree to submit any items within 7 days?
I have no problem. It depends if I can supply what you need, but it shouldn't be a problem. The answer is yes.
Perfect. Okay, great. Yeah, and it's basic. It's basic information, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. I'm not going to give you what you need, but it shouldn't be a problem.
Perfect. Okay. So now your payment for initial term and account setup would be charged today on September 5th in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the fifth day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
And as far as client support, that's through Google Business?
Client support is the 877. Yeah, so client support,
yeah,
you dial
877. That's
24.
I just don't know.
I'll text it to you right now. Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry. I'll text it to you right now as soon as we're done. Now, I do ask that you do keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal cancellation terms?
What was the statement again?
Keep in mind that Local Splash, we are international because we have 24/7 customer service for you guys. So we have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal cancellation terms?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. All right, Matthew. So let's see here. We have Strom. Now, could you spell Strom for me?
S-T-R-A-H, M as in Mary.
Okay. Now, can we have the billing address associated with the card you can have on file?
625. Folks Road, F-O-L-K-S, Road, R-D,
okay.
Apartment, 115,
okay.
Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Kansas, 66049.
And is this a Master, Visa, Discover, Amex?
Visa.
Okay. Card number when you're ready.
4412-7600-0230-3470.
Okay. And expiration month?
11/25.
November 2025. And security code?
775.
Okay. Let me update that for you. Now, I'm going to need the best email address for you because I'm going to send over your client onboarding calendar invite right now.
It's the company email address, strahnlawns@gmail.com.
Okay.
Company name at Gmail, pretty much.
Okay, so let me pull up the calendar here. Now, what's the best time for you? I mean, are you going to have some time later today, or are you going to want to wait till Monday?
What, to get a hold of me?
Onboarding. No, to get onboarded. Remember that onboarding call we talked about?
Refresh your memory on that one.
Yeah, so that's going to be that. It's going to be maybe about a 30-minute phone call, depending on how many questions they have. It'll be with our onboarding agent. Basically, they're going to be getting all the information that they're going to be needing. I already have most of it.
Right.
It's going to be with our mapping coordinator. They'll go over it with you
right.
And basically just get your services up and running, right? I'm sure you can tell,
right?
Are
you guys able to do that? Are you able to do it in the morning at all? Tomorrow morning?
Absolutely, yeah. So, well, we are closed on the weekends, right? So Saturday and Sunday we're closed, but we'll be back at
okay.
it Monday morning. I mean, let me see here.
Monday's fine.
Okay. Let me get this over here. Monday morning. Okay. I do have some availability for Monday morning. What time is going to be best for you?
Anytime after 9 o'clock.
Anytime after 9 o'clock. Okay. So we're on the East Coast. Let me see. We're in California. So you're about like 2 hours, 3 hours ahead of us.
You're an hour behind.
So. Behind us?
11 if you want. Yeah. I'm Central Time. You're on the East Coast. You're Eastern Time. We'll be 1 hour behind you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I fish quite. All right,
so I'm
going to
go ahead and set this one up. There you go.
They're an hour ahead.
Yeah, I'm going. I went in reverse right now from one side of the country to the other in my head. And I was like, wait, look through the time zones, right? So, yeah. Okay, so let me go ahead and get you. You said anytime after 11 a.m.?
Just anytime after 9 a.m. So if you call me at 10 or 11 Central, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me get you.
Which would be 11 or noon your time. Yeah, work. That's work.
Put you down 10 a.m. So this one's going to be going out to you right now via email. It's going to have me, and then it'll see a client onboarding team and yourself.
And I take it this meeting on Monday happens first, and then you start everything and run my card, or do you guys start doing stuff now?
Yeah, so the payments process, you'll notice that you already got the information that you needed. You're going to get some logins for your dashboard. You're going to get any Google Business Profile information that we're going to be requesting. All that should automatically have been sent out. So let me see. Let me check if it got sent to you.
Right. And then any questions I have to access my leads, that kind of stuff, that's all through the dashboard. And those are all questions that can be answered on Monday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what I'm going to do also, check this out, I'm going to send you a quick video link. It's going to be to our YouTube page. And it's going to be a tutorial. It's about 3 minutes, and it walks you through the dashboard. So that way, once you get your logins, you're going to know exactly how to use everything.
That works.
I just sent that one to you. Oh, and you know what else I need to send you is 635 extension 4574. So I'm texting you that customer service number. That way you have it on file. And also my extension directly to my desk. So that way you can get a hold of me here anytime you need. You go right by the mapping coordinator.
I appreciate you, bud.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay, Matt. So I got y'all set up. You're going to be receiving that invite right now and also your terms and conditions. So you got a chance. You go over those this weekend. Give me a couple check marks on the boxes and the signature will be all set for Monday.
All right. Sounds great. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, Matthew. We appreciate you, too. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend, partner.
All right. You too, sir. Have a good day.
You have been kicked from this conference.